Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has made curbing the effects of global climate change one of his top priorities. Now, he says, the world body must lead by example. Starting Friday, the UN will raise thermostats by 3 degrees Celsius to 25 degrees in most parts of the huge UN headquarters complex. Conference rooms will be slightly cooler. The UN is currently undergoing a multi-year renovation of its 39 floors. Michael Adlerstein is the executive director of that project. He says the new climate change initiative, known as Cool UN, will both help the environment and save money.
The Cool UN campaign will reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, save energy, and even save some expenses here at headquarters. It is a practical action that will also raise the awareness of the staff and of the UN missions in New York of climate change and our need to take action.
During the August trial period, Adlerstein says he expects the UN will save about $100,000 on its air conditioning bill. The benefits will also include cutting large amounts of carbon dioxide that would have been released into the atmosphere. August temperatures in New York City average around 28 degrees, cooling the enthusiasm of some UN staffers to the project. Edna says she thinks it is important to save energy, but says it is already too hot in some offices.
I think it's worth it to help the environment, but I also, there are a lot of things you can do to help the environment. The shades in the windows, and be more careful with it, turn off the computer, things like that, to save energy. But we cannot concentrate with the heat inside of the office.
If the initiative is successful during August, the program will continue year-round, with thermostats being lowered about 3 degrees throughout the complex during winter. Adlerstein says over the course of a year, the initiative could save $1 million on energy costs in addition to cutting greenhouse gas emissions. The United Nations is encouraging employees to relax their dress code to cope with rising thermostats. Even the Secretary General has said he will be wearing lighter clothes this summer. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.